listening to the Daily Climb podcast, where we explore personal growth, mindset, and productivity strategies to help you pursue your passions. My name is Arielle, and I'm so passionate about helping young adults actually feel excited to wake up in the morning and to create the life of their dreams. So I want you to make sure that you tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for tips and inspiration so that you can climb. I can't wait to see how you grow.
Hello, friends, and Happy New Year. I actually saw this post the other day that was like, oh, you can't say Happy New Year after January 7th, and I'm over here like, oop. But this is my first episode of the year, so I think I'm allowed to say Happy New Year since I haven't spoken to you this year yet. but as always, it is the, you know, first couple weeks of the new year, and everyone's buzzing about goal setting and resolutions and new year, new me. And I absolutely get it. You know, the new year brings a fresh start, and, you know, it's exciting to feel like you're starting the year off right and have all your priorities in order and your goals and habits, action steps, all the good stuff. But I figured since you guys, you know, listen to me, you probably follow other personal development podcasts or blogs or Instagrammers, and I figured I would not give you a goal setting episode first for the year, and that instead I would give you some words of encouragement as you start off the year. And you know, these words of encouragement, kind of two of them, I have three things I'm going to share, and two of them stem from a two different quotes that I actually found while I was typing up a blog post on inspirational quotes for the new year. And if you want to check that out, you can just head over to the blog and it's right up on there. But the first one that really stood out to me was by Ellen Goodman. And she says, "We spend January 1st walking through our lives, room by room, drawing up a list of work to be done, of cracks to be patched. And maybe this year, to balance out the list, we ought to walk through the rooms of our lives, not looking for flaws, but looking for potential." And right when I read this, I was like, ooh, this is a good one. This is such a good one, because how different of a perspective is this? Every year we hear about, you know, the changes that people want to make in their lives, and, you know, even ourselves, like, we have things that we want to change in our lives, right? Like, we think of all the things that can improve, you know, whether it's our finances, our relationships, our career, you know, our health and wellness, and all these different things. That's like, oh, I want to change this. I want to change that. I didn't do this in the past. I sucked at this, or XYZ, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And I think when we keep focusing on those things, that it kind of almost creates this sense or feeling that there always has to be something to change or work on in our lives. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely think that there's always room for growth, right? I mean, that's why personal growth and development exist, right? But that doesn't mean that we need to be so nitpicky at each and every little thing of our lives. And I think that contributes to us feeling like we're inadequate, or we're just not enough, or like, you know, we'll never be enough, right? And imagine the difference that it would make if we, you know, take a look at that quote, and if we looked at our potential first before the flaws, if we celebrated our wins, no matter how big or small that they may be. And actually, so I'm in a membership I've been in this membership for like probably, well over a year. I was in the membership since it started, and it was well over a year ago. And the reason why I bring it up is in the membership, we have, you know, a section where we talk about our wins. So everyone will like share like different wins that they've had. And it's so encouraging and, you know, to be in a supportive community where we hype each other up, and we're like, yeah, you go, girl, and different things like that, right? And, you know, for people who may not be in a membership that does this, or different things like that, I was thinking, I was like, oh, you know, maybe an idea could be to celebrate your wins, whether it's with like your friends, family, significant other, whatever the case may be, like the people that are in your life who are supportive. But not everyone has supportive people in their life to do that with. And so, you know, if you are someone who has people who are supportive, you know, I totally encourage you, you know, celebrate your wins with them, no matter how big or small. You can let them know, hey, like, you know, I want to try lifting myself up more and not focusing on all the things I want to change about myself. And so I'm going to start celebrating my wins. And whether you want to share that, or if you just want to journal it out, or if you took that tip that I gave like however many episodes ago of if you don't feel like journaling is your thing, trying out voice recordings. I literally say that to so many people, and they're always like, "Oh, I never thought about that. That's actually a really good idea." And so many people have loved it, and I'm like, "Ooh, yay! I like that you love it. I love that you love it." And so so that's an idea. And then another idea would be, since so many of you have been reaching out to me on Instagram, just about loving the podcast and different things like that. Like, I want to be that person for you. I would love to, hype you up and support you on your goals and, celebrating your wins, no matter how big or small that they may be. And so if you feel like you are too scared to share things with the people in your life, or maybe that like intimidates you and whatnot, like, feel free to shoot me a message on Instagram and we will celebrate your wins together, okay? I would love to do that with you. And so that's kind of like the first thing I wanted to say for this year. Like, my first piece of encouragement: look for your potential before looking for your flaws. And celebrate your wins, look for opportunities, recognize your potential. And this is something that's not going to come, naturally, especially in the world we live in. We're always seeing, like I said before, we're always seeing like people nitpick at the things that they want to change in their life. And it kind of almost reminds me of, being a pessimist versus an optimist in a way. And so, it's going to take some time to get into the habit of doing this, right? But if you already journal every day, maybe like just include this in your journal. Like, be like, okay, so something I'm proud of myself for doing yesterday is XYZ. Or if that's too much, you can even do it on a weekly basis. Like, every week at the, weekly recap, you can just be like, hey, what am I proud of myself for doing last year? What can I celebrate last year, last week? What can I, celebrate myself for? And I definitely think that that's a great way to start. And, you'll work your way up to doing it more often. And so that is the first, piece of encouragement for the year. The next one is to embrace failure. So this is the word that everyone is afraid of, right? Which probably started from like, some people, it could be from, how they were raised, having like strict parents, or just, parenting styles that kind of contributed to like feeling scared of like letting people down or like failing in life and things of that nature. But also, maybe from school and like the pressure of having good grades and things like that nature. But what I want to share with you, and obviously, this might not necessarily go with academics or whatever the case may be, but the truth is, failure is necessary. How are we supposed to learn and grow if everything we ever tried in life was a success the first time around? Like, that would be so boring, right? Like, there would never be any, like, you would never have anything to look back on, like, oh wow, look at how I've grown, or look at how, where I've come from. I started here and now I started from the bottom, now I'm here, that type of thing. And, there would literally be nothing to look back on, nothing for us to ever learn. And I think that would be a very boring life, to be quite honest with you. And, the fear of failure holds so many of us back from even attempting our goals in the first place. And I actually shared a reel on Instagram. At this point, it was probably, I think it was early December, I shared this reel on Instagram. And it was basically just like a video of myself. And I was just like, man, like, there's so many things I want to do, and I just didn't do it because of like, my own fear. And so that post actually went viral, and so many people were commenting and sharing and messaging me saying that they resonate with it. And so many people actually put on the post like, oh, I found my people. And it kind of made me just think about it in a way. I was like, wow, like, first of all, I posted that like out of, sincerity. All my posts are sincere. And I was just like, man, like, this is how I felt about myself. And I wasn't expecting to see that many people comment on it and resonate with what I shared. And it kind of almost makes me feel like there's like a gap in the community of, addressing this, or kind of like giving support with that. And so it actually gave me an idea for something in the future, which maybe I'll share at the end of the episode. I don't know. But yeah, it kind of just, made me realize, wow, like, there's so many of us that are scared to attempt our goals or to try, you know, fear failure and different things like that. Like, for whatever reason, we fear failure, right? There could be a bunch of reasons, whether, you know, we don't want to let other people know, or we're scared of what our old high school friends will think, or whatever the case may be. We don't want to let other people know that, you know, our first attempt wasn't a success. Or sometimes we're scared of letting our own selves down. And I think some of this can also come from like that overnight success thing, where like we think people are overnight successes, like we see the end result that they've had and think, oh wow, like look at what they're able to do so quickly, when in reality we didn't see all like the hard work that, you know, came before they were a quote unquote overnight success, right? And we, you know, we tend to look over that, and I wonder why that is, you know. But you know, my next thing for you, I encourage you to look for ways to fail this year. Get comfortable with failure, embrace it. And, you know, like I mentioned before, this is actually stems from another quote that I, you know, found when I was doing that inspirational quote thing, blog post. And the quote is from Neil Gaiman. And he says, "I hope that in this year to come, you make mistakes. Because if you are making mistakes, then you are making new things. You are trying new things, learning, living, pushing yourself, changing your world. You're doing things that you've never done before. And more importantly, you're doing something." And, you know, this was another quote that really stood out to me, because it's just like, man, like, how can you make mistakes and fail this year? Like, what are some things that you can try, that you could do to get more comfortable with failure, to not feel like your world is over when you quote unquote fail, right? And so, you know, some ideas, like just trying new things. Has there been something creative that looks cool, but you've never taken a step to try? Like, for instance, I would love to try pottery. I follow this person on TikTok who does pottery, and it's just like such a vibe. I just feel like I would love it. Like, but at the same time, like, it's so messy, but I would love trying it. And I know for a fact, like, I've heard so many people say like pottery, like, it's hard. Like, it's usually all like bumpy or whatever, because, you know, it's, you know, unless you're like an expert in it, it's like not really amazing the first time around, obviously, as most things in life aren't. And, you know, I still haven't tried pottery, but, you know, that's something I'm going to try this year. I know it's going to be like, who made that? But it's going to be fun, right? Or maybe is there a physical activity that seems like something you want to try, but like you're scared of, whether it's like, I don't know, like hiking, rock climbing, or, I don't know, going to the gym, starting weight training. I don't know, like swimming, a variety of different things, right? Things that seem like, oh, I'm scared of trying that. Now, obviously, you know, depending on, you know, your circumstance, you know, whether it's like, you know, maybe you have like a physical condition that like prevents you from doing that, or, like heart condition, like whatever, like medical, whatever it could be, like absolutely discuss that with your doctor. Like, don't just go like doing things because like, oh, she told me to, you know, try something. No, make sure that you're being safe with what you try. But moral of the story, like, try new things, you know, that's how you can, you know, start making mistakes and get more comfortable with failing, right? And, you know, I've had my own share of, you know, seeing the difference, like my own share of evaluating what success and failure mean to me in my life. And I know that embracing failure is something that I 1000% would like to do more this year and just get more comfortable with. So that is my second you know, piece of encouragement for you for 2023. And last but not least, have fun. Life is just way too short to not enjoy it and to not make the most out of the cards that you've been dealt, right? And like, naturally, as an Enneagram type one, I'm a 1 wing 9, by the way. And, you know, naturally, I just have a very strong sense of morals. Like, I'm always like, it's like very like right and wrong, black or white with me. And, you know, sometimes that can make it very difficult to have fun. And I'm learning to take things as they come and not let something like be like, so what's like, so type one, so type A personality, you know what I mean? And I actually recently spent some time with one of my longest and closest friends, and we literally just hung out for a couple of hours. We went to the mall, we grabbed a bite to eat. But spending time with her again just made me realize, one, how grateful I am for her. So if you're listening, thank you. I'm grateful for you. But I'm so grateful for her and a friend like her who brings play back into my life, because I don't have many friends like that. And with her, I can bring out my silly side, and it's so freeing to let yourself have fun. And, So I encourage you, like, if you have that friend, like, reach out to them and, like, really, do something with them that, like, brings out your silly side, because it's so important to have fun. Life is way too short. It's so easy to get wrapped up in the hype of setting goals for the year and all these habits and, oh my gosh, I haven't done anything yet, or, I have to get started, XYZ, blah, 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 all these things. But I want you to know that you don't have to be on go 24/7. You are allowed to rest. You are certainly allowed to have fun in life. So I just want to wrap up by letting you know, like, I hope this year brings you peace and joy. And obviously, we cannot predict whatever obstacles that is going to come our way, right? But we can make the choice of how we're going to respond to those obstacles. And our responses can impact our overall well-being. It can impact our mental, our emotional, well-being. And, I hope you take actions towards your goals this year and implement whatever habits that are needed to create the life of your dreams, a life where you're prioritizing, you're communicating boundaries, you're healing, you're growing. And, I have so much planned for the year, and I can't wait to bring you more tools and resources to support you in your endeavors. And I guess I'll share what I kind of teased earlier in the episode. But when I had that reel go viral and people were sharing, like, their struggles and things like that, I was having a lot of conversations in my DMs about, like, the possibility of a membership. People are like, oh, I would love to join, like, a membership. If you start one, like, if you have one, like, let me know. Like, I need this. And so that's something that's been on my mind heavily, because just how amazing would it be to have a supportive community of women lifting each other up, and just, obviously there would be, like, whether it's workshops or workshops for me, and just the support from women, like accountability, all these different aspects that would just be so cool. And so if that's something that you'd be interested in, I would love it if you could let me know by hopping over in the description of this episode. And I'm gonna have a link in there that you just put your name and your email, just to let me know that you are interested in this. And it doesn't mean that you have to join once it's out and about, but it just lets me know the general amount of people who would be interested in this. And also, when it is out, you will have first dibs, and you will also have whatever discount there is for being an early bird. All right, so but that's what I have for you today. I'm just really excited to see what this year brings for you all in my community, for myself, for our loved ones. It's just really exciting and refreshing to see a new year, especially as we're, like, getting further and further out from when everything started in 2020, right? But with that said, I love you. I'm so grateful for you and for this podcast community. I just can't believe how much it's grown in such a short time. But I love you, and I will see you in the next episode.
Wait, before you exit out of today's episode, would you do me a huge favor and leave a review on Apple or Spotify? It would mean the world to me to see that you're loving this podcast and the episodes that I'm putting out there. And once you're done with that, take a screenshot of this episode and share it to your Instagram story or text it to a friend so that others can tune in and discover this podcast too. If you're not already connected with me over on Instagram, I encourage you to follow the Daily Climb Podcast to stay up to date on everything going on. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Daily Climb Podcast.